What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's Friday.
This is Sly and the Family Stallone.
We talk for a second about black measles.
Uh-huh. And stutria.
Oh, that's my favorite dish.
And
we have a guest on the show today.
Yeah, Flames with his hippo skin boots.
And I think we'll play a little bit Would You Rather.
Yeah, and some album selling.
All right. See you later.
6:30 in the morning.
Hello, children and adults and peepos. It's the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. It's a Freaky Friday. The song is called Stay Tuned, so please do. My name is Terry Guile. Across the table is my co-host,
Gatch.
He's Gatch, and we got a guest in the house because we are in a house.
What's up, Flames?
Flames is here.
Yeah.
He's on fire. We got some Monster Magnet going in the background. Because on Sunday, I'm going to see him. I'm pretty stoked about that.
I like Monster Magnet.
They got a new album called Last Patrol. They'll be at the Hawthorne Theater on Sunday. I'm going to try to get an interview with them.
What's Last Patrol?
Hope it's not their last album. Because how could we stay tuned?
You remember when Iron Maiden did that Final Frontier Star Trek album?
Yeah, I thought that was their last album, too. We have another guest in the studio today. He's a little kid.
Hey, what's going on?
I don't know how he got in here, because this is like adults only today. Are you just a midget?
Yeah.
What's been going on, Flames? Did anybody run into your house lately?
Yeah, they did, as a matter of fact, yeah.
A car? Was it a car? Or
does
a truck?
This count as dickhead driver of the week?
Yeah. She should be the dickhead driver. Was it a 62-year-old lady?
62 to 67.
Whoa, let's say 67. What's going to happen when you push the gas instead of the brake?
You're going to go through the garage.
So he got... So Flames got his S15 fucking S30'd. It's totaled. Stay
tuned. Boom.
But luckily she has insurance. I wonder if any of our listeners have ever had someone just drive into their house or garage.
It happened at 7-Eleven one time where Flames worked. Was that when you worked there?
Oh, man, it happened to that store all the time.
It happened at Dairy Mart in Brownsville recently.
Mm-hmm. Was that Flames that drove into there?
No.
Yeah, he was driving an S15 with a 454 dropped in it.
Yeah.
Really? He's a big gearhead. Mm-hmm. Why don't you talk like us for the rest of the show, Flames?
I don't think I could.
I think you could if you just try. It's Freaky Friday. We told you that before. We see. We turned into little kids. We're going to smoke weed and listen to Monster Magnet for the rest of the day. We just ate a bunch of pizza from Pizza Now.
Pizza Now.
Those guys are awesome. They're down there at 1705 Southeast Hill Street. My voice gets a little shrill after a while.
Yeah.
I sound more like a lady.
I think we could take these voices and make an animated cartoon from them.
I should have brought my video camera. Hey, who knows how to make cartoons?
Make stick figurines.
You make stick figurines, motherfucker.
Yeah. Hey, I already got one right over there.
Where do you want me to stick it?
In your figurine.
Figures. Stick figures. We need
wings. You said we need wings or we need wings? He said we need
I
wings.
I said...
That's like wings with weenies all over there. We need
I
wings.
I said, honey, I shrunk the kids was called teeny weenies.
Did you know that was originally...
That was originally the name of that show, was Teeny Weenies.
Really?
That's a true story.
It is a true story.
We talked about that on Wednesday, and
that would be theoretically correct too.
My throat was getting kind of sore.
Or anatomically correct.
It was atomically correctamundo. So yeah, it's Friday.
Do you remember the movie Inner Space Flames?
I do, with Martin
Dennis
Short.
Quaid.
Martin Short. Yep.
When he
curl up his own nose?
A robber got shrunk and injected into the guy's veins, right? And so he had to fight that guy.
Inside of the other person, yeah.
Yeah, he shrunk to the size and blew up his nose.
He was in Martin Short.
Yeah, yeah.
For a long time.
And Martin Short played a neurotic guy.
Grocery clerk.
Yeah, and he was afraid. He thought he had problems all the time. Good Martin Short character, just like in Pure Luck, a gem that is often overlooked. Wasn't that with Morgan Freeman?
I don't know Pure Luck. You're pulling up all kinds of stuff I've never heard of.
I've never heard of the movie myself.
Well, that's what I said. It was often overlooked.
It's been overlooked by both of us, apparently.
A comedy gem, Pure Luck. No, it was Danny Glover.
Ah.
With Martin Short, Danny Glover, and Sam Wanamaker.
You want to make her do what?
Yeah. It was a good classic comedy.
Wanamaker Sam.
It was a classic comedy.
Sam Wanamaker suck on my dick.
Let me just tell you the summary of it. The daughter of a wealthy businessman has disappeared in Mexico. How many movies start with that?
Hundreds.
And all efforts to find her have been unsuccessful. Again, that's still hundreds.
Yep.
A psychologist, knowing that the girl has an ultra bad luck, persuades her father to send to Mexico one of his employees, an accountant with super bad luck, to find her. Perhaps he will be lucky and his bad luck could help to find the unlucky girl. So a guy with bad luck is trying to find someone that has bad luck.
It shouldn't be that hard. That doesn't sound like a very good...
But they both have bad luck. Once you got bad luck and you're trying to be found, you're not going to be found. But if you got bad luck trying to find someone, you're not going to find them.
That's right. It's like a catch-23 situation.
Mm-hmm. And then you throw in Danny Glover and you got a whole hell of a show.
Why does he make a hell of a show?
Dude, what would Lethal Weapon be without Danny Glover?
It would be...
Mel Gibson. No one wants to watch Mel Gibson.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Do you want to watch Mel Gibson?
I don't.
What if I said right now you want to watch Signs? Would you want to watch it?
No.
If I said you want to watch Braveheart, are you ready to sit down and watch Braveheart?
Oh,
you
hell
didn't
no.
Believe Signs?
Signs, I don't know. He did do good in that movie, I will give him that. And I liked Ransom. It was an all right movie.
Yeah. What about...
Give me back my son!
What about Conspiracy Theory?
Give me back my son!
Was that with... I didn't really watch that one.
I didn't either.
Conspiracy Theory?
Yeah. Wasn't that with Kevin Spacey?
No. It was Mel Gibson.
Oh, I'm thinking of L.A. Confidential.
What were we talking about?
Mel Give me back my son!
I think it had Sandra Bullock in it.
Speed?
No, fucking Conspiracy Theory with Mel
Gibson. Yeah, I remember it coming out, but I don't remember watching it.
It was Mel Gibson and Nell Carter.
Nell Carter, she.
That's funny.
You remember her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was that show she was on?
Nell.
Yeah. And then she was...
How could you forget?
And wasn't she also in Modern Problems with Chevy Chase?
Probably, and she was on a...
Dabney Coleman.
Nell was like a spinoff.
Did you know Chevy Chase got offered the role of the Honey I Shrunk the Kids, Rick Moranis?
But yeah, he was too busy. I think Rick showed a little more ass.
How much ass did he show?
John Candy would have been, I could see, in that role, yeah. Kind of. But,
he could show way more ass than either one of those guys.
Because he's a Moranist.
I don't know. Chevy Chase, I don't think it would have worked. Chevy Chase was great in the Vacation movies. That was his vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah.
His vehicle, and that was...
Caddyshack.
What percentage
was,
great
Caddyshack
comedies
was
are road
too.
Trip based?
Well, Caddyshack.
What percent of comedies?
Well, that are road trip based. What percent of great comedies are road trip based?
I would have to say probably at least 10%.
Oh, I'd say like more like 600.
No kidding.
Percent?
Yep. All the vacation movies were road trip movies, right?
That was fucking weird.
Smokey and the Bandits. Those are all road trip movies.
It's party time, you guys. I don't know if you realize it, but it's Friday. It's time to start the dance party.
Oh. Cannonball Run.
You guys ready for some fun?
Cannonball Run.
I brought some ecstasy.
Oh, what's that other comedy?
Don't pretend like...
Death Race?
Whatever.
What, did it just end?
Yeah, yeah, you guys weren't feeling it, so I turned it off. You guys...
You didn't...
You got, nobody
what?
Put the hand in the Is air. It? Nobody fucking licked my tab of ecstasy.
Hey, I was twitching my shoulders.
Twitching shoulders don't
I was
going
to wave my hands, but I just don't care. All right. We're doing the wave now.
Thank you, guys.
Everybody get up and do the wave at work, on the treadmill, wherever you are. Do the wave. Get one going. It's
wave
Friday.
Wave at the friend at the cubicle over there.
It's Friday. Wave to the
people. Hey, Jason.
What up, Zach?
Not much. Hey, Hans.
Wave
throw,
it up.
Throw something at your coworker across.
Oh, whatever. This soundbite board that I got is really abrupt endings. It's not very cool. See if you guys can tell me what you think this is. We were talking about these earlier.
What is that? Oh, it's an octopus breathing.
That was a ghost, dude.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, yeah, that was more like a ghost. Oh, that
no,
reminds me.
A ghost
me.
Is more like...
I just seen the scariest movie this week that
the
I've
Conjuring?
Ever seen. Oh my God!
Is that it?
Yeah.
Seriously, I've heard that.
That's based on a true story.
It's based on a true story too.
I was gonna watch, but it would have cost $6.99 to rent it off of fucking.
I don't want
to
hear any spoilers. That's enough.
No, okay. It's all I can say is that out of all the scary movies,
so spoiled.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. You spoiled it.
You spoiled it the minute you said what it was.
What is
it? Oh, you know, no! You spoiled it the moment you said it was good.
Oh,
okay.
And you said when you said, "Dude, I saw a killer movie." You automatically spoiled it for me because now I have expectations.
Oh no! Don't. Yeah, you believe me. It's
now
scared.
Underhyping.
It's the only movie that's ever scared me.
Oh, now you really.
No,
now
come
you're
on.
No
me.
Shit.
Now you're
no
bullshitting
shit.
Me that you've never been scared before in a movie.
Not like
now
that.
Now you're going to say tattoos don't hurt. What?
Now you're talking
tattoos.
About human centipede.
I love tattoos
you.
Too, but it still hurts.
No. Human centipede didn't scare you?
I don't know. Ever since I had acupuncture, it's kind of different.
You
what about
just
the
had
exorcist?
You should have just had him dip those fucking things in ink.
Oh, yeah, and then I'd look like I'd have black measles. My body.
I love black measles.
Moles everywhere. Does that scare you, Flames?
The what?
Children of the Corn.
No.
You weren't scared of Children of the Corn.
No.
Were you scared in Die Hard?
Oh, hell no.
What about Armageddon when Bruce Lee...
Bruce Willis?
Yeah, Bruce Lee Willis.
Oh, Bruce Lee.
His middle name is Lee. You guys didn't know that? Me and Bruce are good friends. Me and him and Demi used to ride around in his Hemi.
Uh-huh.
Me and him.
What about
Shining? I'm not done.
That didn't scare you?
It was me and him and Lemmy and Demi riding in his Hemi.
Baby.
To the show to Denny's.
Did you know that Lemmy's in dire straits? Not the band. He's having health problems. They actually had to postpone the Motorhead tour.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, he's having heart problems.
Uh-oh. How old is he?
68.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
But they're still going to do the tour, mate. He just didn't want to get out there and not give 100%.
He was in that show Supernatural.
His Cocoa Puffs have been acting up lately.
He was not. Lemmy and Demi?
Well, he wasn't in the show.
With Bruce?
But they often...
Willis?
The two main characters often play... they often are fake agents. You know, because they're following around crime scenes and stuff that goes on, and they'll often take the names of rock and roll people, like...
Bruce, what you talk about, Willis?
Agent Rose and Hudson. You know, like Axl Rose, Saul Hudson.
Oh.
A.K.A. Slash.
Slash and Axl.
Mm-hmm.
Slash and Tires, whatever.
Yeah. And some, you know, there's about one every episode or two that they rattle off, so it's kind of a running gag on the show of those. And one was Lemmy was one of them.
Lemmy at him. I'll kill him. Just give me 5 minutes with him. Lemmy at him. All right. It's time for a news break. Google has filed a patent system. It's electronic skin tattoo capable of being applied to the throat region of your body. Have you ever heard of electronic skin tattoo?
No, I don't support it.
Why not, dude? It would give you the ability to communicate with smartphones, gaming devices, and tablets via a Bluetooth-style connection in the tattoo on your skin.
And the government, direct access to everything you have.
Say, that doesn't matter to me. I don't give a shit about that.
And it says it can also be used as a lie detector.
But this is what I don't like is that if somebody wants to steal your identity, they're going to cut the fucking skin off your throat.
No.
Yeah, well, that's how it would be so easy to steal somebody's identity. You don't even have to go to a computer. You just walk up to them and slice the skin off their neck, slap it up against the computer, and it reads all their fucking information as if you were them.
No, you talk, and it goes, and it's based off your voice, I think. That's why it has to be on your throat. See, electronic skin tattoo can further include a galvanic voices. Skin response detector to detect skin resistance of a user. Because sometimes when you're lying or engaging in speaking falsehoods, you exhibit different galvanic skin response.
Yeah, but some people have no neck.
It can also be applied to an animal as well.
Some people have no neck.
How do they know if an animal's lying?
You just look at him and you say, sit, and he lies down, and then you say, look at my dog lying on the floor. It's a lie detector for dogs. That way you can tell if he's lying down or not.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. We just came up with a fake ad. Yep. Brought to you by new lie detectors for dogs. Have you always wondered if your dog was lying down or sitting? Sometimes you can't tell if he's running around the house. Well, now with Ronco's new lie detector for dogs, all you have to do is look through the special telescope and it'll show you, hey, my dog's lying down. $29.99.
Yeah, dude. You should make that.
I just did. You're going to cut that out of there with your awesome editing abilities, and pretty soon it'll be an infomercial on television. Isn't that how that works?
Mm-hmm.
You just throw something together and they'll put it up on TV at night?
No, you got to take it to that Lori chick on Shark Tank, man. She annoys the fuck out of me.
Yeah, she's
always so
Sorry.
Oh, you watch that show sometimes, right? Shark Tank?
I've seen it a couple times. I've seen two or three times, probably.
That Lori chick, that young chick that does the QVC, and she's always, oh, I could make you so rich. So weird how she says it.
Is that how she says it?
Yeah, she talks so, like, condescending, like, she talks so slow, like, you need to soak in each word. And she's, like, super fucking... In her tone, she's just, like, trying to... Every word is to convince you kind of style. She's just so fake. I just can't stand it.
Well, you know that she is a character on a television program.
She's a shark.
I know, but she's in a tank, which has got windows that are actually cameras. And she's TV, so...
But the main purpose that she's there, other than building a name for herself in the celebrity world, is to...
And most people who are...
take advantage of other people's ideas to make money.
Most people who are
super
rich... Well,
yeah, that's what they're all about.
Yeah.
But it also helps the people that, you know...
If they're making good money, they're gonna definitely try to...
You can make any amount of money you want if you have money.
Oh, yeah.
Stringer, you gotta spend money to make money, Stringer.
Yep.
You can't just, you know, have no money and make money. Even in a low-end thing, you gotta have gas money to get to work, to get a paycheck.
I ain't fucking talking about your book.
Cards.
What's that? What he says about to him when he's talking to him in prison?
Yeah.
I ain't talking about your fucking business class, man.
I've been trying to work on my Lieutenant Daniels.
Oh, yeah?
He talks so funny. Why does he talk like that? It's like, here's the deal.
That's the guy that's fucking always riding McNulty's ass, right?
Yeah. He was just on a TV show, like a late night with Craig something, Ferguson maybe.
Yeah, dude, that fucking show's funny.
Lance Reddick.
He was on Leno the other day.
Reddick or Ferguson?
Ferguson.
Oh, right on. They're swapping out.
They weren't even on, they're not even on the same network.
Nope. He must be touring or something. But yeah.
So that guy was on
Lieutenant Daniels, and he talks like that.
He was
all
on
of his
Craig
words
Ferguson.
Are cut off like that.
Were they talking about The Wire?
It's like, no. I didn't see, I just saw a commercial for it. But it's just so funny how he talks. He said, when we bring Stringer Bell in, you're out of here. McNulty. Come on. What do they call him? Fuzzy head? What do they call him? No, not fuzzy
something
head.
Like that.
Bushy hair. Bushy head. Oh, bushy head. I just got to the point where a murder went down in the free zone there, you know.
Oh,
in,
yeah.
In Hamsterdam.
Because they legalized, they pushed all the drugs.
Yeah,
and
so then, like, that one partner of Herc, I can't ever remember his name, but the black dude that hangs. Yeah. He got the other officers to drag that body out of the free zone, and then they found a trail of blood and drag marks, and now the shit's going down, and the people are going to find out. The newspaper, Herc called the newspaper on him. Fuck, what's going to happen? It's a show like this that makes you wonder, how are they even going to go on to three more seasons? It's all fucking coming
down. Two more.
They have five?
Five.
Okay.
Yeah.
You never watch The Wire, Flames?
I don't.
It'll help your white guilt.
Yeah.
So what are all these white people doing watching The Wire? I don't understand these honkies. It's about black Baltimore, Maryland, where there's a huge crack cocaine and heroin problem and drug dealing. And what they did is they forced all the drug dealers out of the areas of town that are somewhat respectable and put them into all these places where the homes are all abandoned and there's no businesses down there. And they're basically just turning a blind eye to all the drug dealing. And he didn't tell his superiors that he's doing this. But in doing so, he's bringing down the crime rate in all the rest of the city. So his numbers are up. He's looking good as a lieutenant or a cap. I don't even know what he is. But
it's very interesting. He's the head of the police department, pretty much.
It was a very interesting show.
Yeah. Just, yeah, they keep hammering on him to get his numbers down for drug activity. So he basically has to legalize it on a certain block so that they can pretty much say, we're not going to arrest you here, so our numbers can be better. But if you're over here, we're going to arrest you.
Yeah. So you can sell drugs on these corners, but you can't sell drugs on these corners.
A compromise.
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, is that
you? You know, Craig Ferguson?
Playing?
I'm playing that Neil Peart, Les Claypool.
I thought that was my phone freaking out for a second. I was
Stuart Copeland, Patrick Stewart thing.
Okay, that's good background music. You guys ever heard that one band with Stuart Copeland and Trey Anastasio and Les Claypool?
Yes, Oysterhead.
Are they good?
Oh, it's awesome.
Do they sing?
Oh, yeah.
Does Trey sing?
Trey sings some of it. Les
Claypool. It's all improv based, probably, right?
Oh, no, it's... No, oh, no. It's... Oh, no. They got The Armies on Ecstasy. That's a pretty good song. Oysterhead.
Oysterhead, yeah!
Oh, no.
Oh.
No. It's actually a really good album. Hmm.
They
really
just had
is.
One?
Yes.
That's kind of
that I'm aware
group.
Of.
Super group.
Yeah, and then they had... oh, jeez. Who is...
Oh, jeez, that guy's good.
Oh, jeez.
Jesus couldn't play an instrument for his shit, though.
He's
an
old,
think about it.
He's
he never
an original gangster.
Let me see that.
Let me see it.
You know what? Going back to Craig Ferguson, he was on the Leno show, and he said, my show's... He pretty much... He was saying straight up his show's for meth addicts.
Right on.
Yeah, he's like, my show's... It's at night. He's like, Leno, yours is... There's just more people. They're saying they got a regular, but mine's for the stoner crowd and the people that can't sleep and the crazy people.
And the meth addicts. Yeah, I watched a bit of him. He was interviewing some cute tennis star, which I stopped because she was cute, I think.
Anna Kournikova?
Probably.
No, she's old by now.
Yeah.
She was still pretty cute, though.
All right. Go on.
And I don't know, he just interviewed her for a while, and he's pretty debonair with the ladies, you know?
He is, he's
and he was like
sly.
Flirting with her and whatnot,
sly.
And then break away to the crazy robot skull. Mm-hmm. I got the other guy. Who's the other guy on the other side of him over there?
The horse.
Yeah, the horse. He didn't say much. I can't
remember. He doesn't say anything at all.
Okay.
He just kind of nods or he'll swing his head back the other way.
Crazy horse. All right, well, I'm going to do this while I'm thinking about it. Crazy Floridians, we didn't do this all week. I've been saving this for you, devout Florida listeners. A Florida man was arrested on Friday for walking around his neighborhood in a poncho with nothing underneath. And it didn't take him long to come up with the reason why he shouldn't be charged with indecent exposure. He told the cops after showing him his penis that it's way too small for anyone to see it anyway. And that it doesn't warrant an indecent exposure charge. He had previously accidentally exposed himself while doing a quote-unquote ninja move in front of a young boy.
Well, that's just lewd, though, right there, right?
Well, yeah, he told the cops that he did a cartwheel and his pants fell down. And his neighbor said that the kid was just 6 years old. And he said, I don't like the fact that he's drinking and walking around the neighborhood with no clothes on. My six-year-old has seen him through the window. And he said he'd been drinking heavily for 3 days before leaving home in what he called his, another quote, Clint Eastwood poncho.
Ah, okay.
Prior to being arrested, he ignored officers' request to stop walking into his house. He's like, I don't care if you shoot me. I'm going to sit on my couch. And after that, he was released. They spotted a gallon jug of vodka that was almost gone on his coffee table.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said that he couldn't be charged with indecent exposure because his genitals were too small.
That's funny. Well, how much were they trying to charge him for?
He didn't say, but this is his last quote, was, I was playing Cowboys and Indians in the house all by myself.
Should they find by the inch then?
He said, I was the naked redskin and the ponchoed cowboy at the same time.
Do you think they should find him by the inch?
I think they should fucking put him in the crazy Floridian ward, because you hear what he's saying? He was playing Cowboys and Indians all by himself, and he was the naked redskin and the ponchoed cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
Coo-coo. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if...
Drum solo.
If you really want to do that, I mean, and you ask a bunch of people, they're really not going to want to do that with you, so you're going to have to do it by yourself if you want to do it.
Leahy might do it with you.
Yeah.
Mr. Leahy or Randy.
This in drum solo is impossible.
Who is this? Buddy Rich?
Yep.
Wow.
I know my drums. Look at him. He does a double bass thing with his tom. He's crazy.
He's still pretty alive. Good. No, he died a long time ago.
Rest in peace, bitch. I mean, Rich. Buddy Rich, that's bitch to me.
That's some finger work on the hi-hats.
That oh, is.
Yeah, isn't it?
That garners some applause. Oh, sorry. Now we can't hear him.
I thought that was him going to the fucking bells. Yeah, I thought that totally was part of the fucking...
I totally ruined it. Because since I got this splitter, it really quiets down the other one until it turns off, and I'm sorry.
When was the,
I blew
was
it.
The last time you shot an animal?
Oh, I've never shot an animal.
Not a bird in the yard?
Oh, I guess I shot a bird with a BB gun before, yeah.
Sure,
I was
okay.
A little kid, seven, 8 years old.
Last,
I never shot a deer.
Last year.
Last year you shot a bird?
No, last
he
year
shot
I,
his cat.
I shot about 20, 25 nutria.
Oh, really? Yeah. Right on.
At your work?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you save the
pelts
and furs?
No.
Dude, those are worth money.
Yeah, you could also make stew out of the meat.
Yeah. We used to get, what, three?
It's called stutria.
It's nutritious.
It is nutritious. This is the most nutritious stew you could ever hope to enjoy. It's called stutria.
Stutria.
So you just shoot him with like a 22
yeah.
tria?
With a 22?
A 22
oh,
yeah.
tria is like a 410.
Because he's in the city limits.
Well, yeah.
Well, a 410 shotgun is what
we
I'm talking
like
about, which is a small game shotgun.
That's what my dad shoots deer out the window with. Wait, what? Nothing.
A 410? Well, with a slug, I would imagine.
Yeah.
A slug, yep. I was going the wrong way.
I got some animals here that I don't know why. There's just I got some, and I just happen to have their prices that it costs to go and hunt them.
Okay.
But just some fun facts about animals, because I like some fun facts about animals too. With somebody Rich in the background doing
freaking out right now,
doing a Herman Munster.
Sometimes fast is better. This is like 1968. Fucking blast beat. All right. Thank you, Buddy Rich. That was the best drum solo we've ever had on the show. It might have been the only one.
Did you know a cheetah is the fastest land animal on Earth?
Yes.
Probably. Yes.
Probably.
It can go upwards of 75 miles an hour over 500 yards at a time. But they don't really see humans as prey. They see more as predators, so they kind of stay away.
Okay, good, because I wouldn't want to run from one. I could maybe run 10 miles an hour.
But did you know that when they use that speed, they have to spend 10 minutes to catch their breath before they can even like muster up enough energy to eat? So as you can imagine...
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Mustard?
Wild dogs and hyenas often steal their food right after they catch it while they're sitting there trying to catch their breath,
yeah.
Crazy, man.
You can buy a license to hunt one in Africa for about $750. It's not bad.
Nope. That'd be a good shot, though. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do.
The hippo, did you know, actually has very little fat beneath its skin?
I did not know.
That's all muscle.
No, its skin is 6 inches thick.
Oh, wow. It's like a
six
whale.
6 inches thick skin.
Blubber yep. skin.
Is that kind of like a rhino at all? Or
a little bit, yeah. There have never been a hippo that has been tamed to like allow humans near it ever.
Oh, yeah, they're very territorial.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
Yeah. They don't eat meat, but that doesn't mean they won't kill you.
Yes. That's right.
Pablo Escobar owned 4 hippos.
That dude was crazy.
And when they liquidated his estate, they couldn't even approach them to get them. So they now total 16 and still live in that area.
Wow. That's
crazy. You can hunt one of those for $2,500.
Wow.
What would you do with a hippo?
I wouldn't
you
do
eat it?
Have a big house. You give the meat to the natives there and just have the skin sent back and then have it taxidermied here.
Huh. Into a rug? A hippo rug?
No.
A hippo jacket?
No, a full dress.
A full metal jacket.
It would be, dude. It'd be 6 inches thick. That'd be insane.
That'd be a good
or
point.
Just mount the head.
You'd be walking around with it in the middle of winter. What? It's not cold out here.
Yeah.
Here comes flames in his,
crush you, probably,
in his hippo skin jacket.
Dude, I'd like some hippo skin boots.
Dude, it's so warm. It's like, dude, you stink. No, it's totally cured. The hippo skin jacket.
It's because it's rotting.
The polar bear is the most aggressive bear on Earth. And also the largest territorial predator.
I believe it.
And they can charge. They have been known to charge humans from over 100 yards away. That's a football field. They'll see and they'll just charge you.
A polar bear?
Yeah.
What a dick, dude. Yeah.
And they don't. They can hide too, because you know, they're pretty much silent in the snow.
Yep. They're kind of.
I think in like one swipe, they can just cut you in half, pretty much.
Yeah.
Or at least break all your bones.
Yeah.
That's one breakfast.
They don't really
snack
eat
don't
humans
want.
Unless they are really hungry, but they are the only predator that watches the horizon for humans and remembers like high traffic human areas that they can stalk and kill prey.
Wow.
You can
That's
hunt one of those
for all of us eating bear claws for breakfast.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll take a pair of bear claws, please.
I saw somebody with a bear claw the other day, like an actual bear claw, and I thought, man, that's...
It looked kind of like a
said, you bite in that, I bet it's filled with apples.
It looked kind of like a Brazilian nut.
It did, didn't it?
Oh, man.
Which, did you know what they used to call Brazilian nuts back in the day, Flames?
I do.
Okay, just checking.
Does it have to do with toes?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
African-American toes.
Yes.
Also known as AATs.
Hey, where you at?
Let me get some ants.
Those cost $35,000 to hunt a polar bear.
Wow. That's a pretty price tag.
This one will cost you about $50,000.
That must be like, what, a giraffe?
Nope, an African bush elephant.
Oh, an elephant. Yeah, okay. No.
But imagine, an elephant, they have no bigger animals out there, right?
Correct.
So if anything comes up on it, are they even going to run and try to hide?
I doubt
it. It'd be pointless, right?
Yeah. They're mean.
And so even if you drove a truck up to them, you could just drive a truck up to them and just shoot them in the head.
No, because as soon as you started driving up to them, they'd probably either run away or charge you.
Well, they'll either walk away, yeah, or they'll charge you. But you can get pretty close to them, you know. There's a 500,000 of them out there. And in 1900, there was 10 million.
Wow. That's not... They've been hunting the fuck out of them.
Yeah. You know, it's popular to hollow out their feet and make waste baskets out of them.
Yeah.
I would make a hat out of it.
That reminds me of a joke.
A chef's hat?
From that guy I did a comedy show with last week in Medford. He said he wanted to marry an Eskimo and go clubbing.
Who was that guy that said that?
Alex Elkin.
That was awesome.
1450 Comedy AM. You can check the Brick Wall Comedy Show 3 to 6 every day of the week, Monday through Friday, 1450 AM, or on the TuneIn Radio app. He's been giving me some gigs, so I'll give him some shouts. Alex!
That's all I have for animals.
Yeah.
And their price tags. But the elephant will have to be sick and old, too. Otherwise, you know, they don't want you really to shoot it. They're not going to let you license it. You got to go out there with a guide who will pretty much take you in a Jeep. And as you take your shot, he'll take a shot at the same time as a backup shot, just in case you miss.
Oh. Oh, man.
It's probably the least sporting thing I've ever even heard of.
Yeah, because if you miss them, they have a very small brain.
Small brain?
You're looking at about a 16-inch target.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, it's not really that bad of a deal. You're within 100 yards.
It's not that bad of a
yards
deal.
If you got a scope.
Yeah.
Open sight. It's really not that bad of a deal.
As far as taking a shot, you know, I mean, you're going to take them down if you got the right gun.
That's right.
300 mag.
All you got to do is have the right tools for the trade.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how sporting it is to take down an elephant, though, really.
It's just cool to have the trophy.
The rhino is the big one, though. That would be the one to hunt.
Yeah.
They only sell like a few tags of those a year, I think.
Yeah.
Just to raise money. I think they auctioned off a few recently.
I want to go hunting kids.
How much would you pay for that? For a license?
$20 a goat.
All right.
I don't know. Who out there thought that I was talking about children? You're fucked.
You know,
I was talking about goats. They're easy to chase. They'll stop to eat a can, like a fucking tin can. And that's when you get them. You can just stab them right in the neck.
Could we finance a chicken horror movie?
I'll film it.
Where
and
you
edit
go
it.
Around it and it's like instead of like.
Dan Kroll would probably supply some chickens.
Instead of like people camping and, you know, like in Friday the 13th, they all go to the lake or whatever.
It's chickens.
It's a bunch of chickens that are just hanging out in a pen and there's just a guy that runs around with one of those sickles. Like a Grim Reaper sickle just chopping off their heads and then it's like.
Motor or ice?
Both of them.
Motorcycle, icicle.
Mm-hmm.
That
like
was from last week. That was a callback.
No, sits. A Sith. And then you take off their heads, and but before that, you'd tape like a camera on top of their head.
Yeah.
So you're getting the real world view of the
chicken getting his head cut off.
Yeah.
Rolls on the ground.
Oh, man.
And then
flops
it stops.
Around.
No, it stops, and then the body runs
dude.
Around.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. The one guy cut a chicken's head off, and it stayed alive for, like, years. He was feeding it with an eyedropper through his neck.
That was just wrong, though.
He kept a headless chicken alive for, like, 10 years by feeding it, because it got everything severed except for it barely severed some other thing that usually gets severed. I can't remember, but allowed it to live.
That's cruel.
Aw. Why is it cruel?
He got to walk around like a chicken with his head cut off for the rest of his life. Like,
for a good 10 years, man, he was still alive. Wow. He couldn't think of anything, though.
All he had was that Pearl Jam song.
That
in his
would
head.
Be weird, though, to be
oh,
headless,
I'm
wouldn't
still
it?
Alive.
I mean, you would.
Oh, we got people pulling up.
Would you even know?
Someone's pulling up. Oh, they're just flipping a bitch. Hey, you're a bitch.
Would you even know, though, if your head was cut off if you were still alive?
You wouldn't
if your
be able
body
to
was still alive?
I wouldn't be able to think about it.
So it would it matter to
the
so
chicken?
Would it
didn't
to
care.
The chicken?
No.
Because
his heart might
is
hurt.
It preventing his soul from going anywhere?
Soulless chickens taste better.
I wonder if he ate the chicken after the 10 years.
Seems like it would have been a hard old thing.
It would have been well don't marinated with all the stuff he's pumping into there.
I don't know what he was feeding it, just like a weird mixture of Nutria sauce. Nutrients. Nutritious,
Nutria sauce.
Nutritious Nutria stew. Nutria.
Flames, did you know that Billy Joel is the third greatest selling solo artist of the U.S.?
Really?
That's insane.
That is. Who is the first?
I don't know.
That doesn't matter. It's
Why
all
are you
about
talking
the
to me about that.
It's all about the bronze.
You're Mr. Info.
Why are you talking to me about that?
I don't know. I might be able to look it up.
You might be able to look it up.
Watch
you might be able to look it up. You might be able to look it up.
Watch me look it up.
Oh.
It's hard to watch me look
hey,
it up.
Hey, everybody out there, while he's looking that up, don't forget, 2 weeks from tonight, since it's Friday.
Dude, he could play fucking Humpty Dumpty in a movie, could he not?
He could.
If you go to Wikipedia, people, look up Billy Joel.
Billy Joel, Humpty Dumpty.
And you'll
anyway,
see
in 2 weeks, if this episode
joking.
Came out on the day it's supposed to, Friday, come down to Denny's. I'm trying to get the word out. I don't even know if anyone listens from this area, but...
What was
Denny's.
I looking up?
Billy Joel, the next best thing.
Oh,
he's third.
Yeah,
and
but anyway,
who is second and
come
first
to
stage.
Denny's Lounge there at the, right off I-5, exit 233. There at the Albany exit, it's going to be a good time. December 6th, great comedy from Seth Milstein, Mike McGowan, and Mac Chase, and myself. I'm going to attempt to do, who knows, 45 minutes, an hour. I'm just going to go until my lips fall off. Dustin has prepared a 700-word diatribe.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet, but he's thinking about it. And so it's going to be a free show, or you can do the suggested donation to help me pay for the comics gas that are driving from out of town to come in. It's going to be a good thing, and we hope to get a lot of people in there so we can keep doing it and bring even bigger and better talent to come. So, okay, did you find out who's the number one?
I got a list.
You got so many
lists. I'm going to make you guys guess, though. Number one.
The Beatles.
Yes, with 177 certified units in millions.
Okay.
That's what
What's your
counting.
Guess for number two, Flames? Under the Billy Joel and the Beatles.
Under Billy Joel and the Beatles?
No, above
Billy Joel.
Under the Beatles. What's number two?
What's number two?
I would say Elton John, but he's not from here.
I would say the Beatles aren't from here. It's just sales in America.
Yeah. Oh, sales in America? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say Elton John.
I'd say Rolling Stones.
You are wrong.
Michael Jackson.
No, well, let me get to number two, and then you guys can keep guessing.
Okay.
It was Elvis Presley.
We overlooked that because we're baby boomers.
Yeah.
If you look at the Beatles at 177, Elvis is at 134.
Beatles is number one.
Beatles is number one. Elvis is number two. Billy Joel.
Elton John comes in at number... 9 with 72 units of millions.
Wow.
And Rolling Stones comes in 66 and a half.
What?
Tied with Aerosmith.
Wow.
And number...
So I bet some of the title top 10 14. Ones are going to be like the Eagles and Mariah Carey and
you
AC/DC.
You got the Eagles with 100 million.
Yep.
They are at number 5.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
Mariah Carey.
No, wait. Let's go with the Beatles. Presley. Now
Billy Joel.
Next.
Billy Joel.
No, Billy Joel's number
three.
Six.
Oh, you.
This
well,
is
that was a different poll. Songwriters.
Yeah, this is that was solo artists.
Yeah. Okay. Three and solo artists. Okay, so six, Billy Joel. I already said okay, Eagles and Mariah, AC/DC, Mariah Carey.
You got Eagles at number 5, and at number 3 you got a country star.
Garth Brooks.
Bam.
Yep. Fuck.
Wow.
And at number four, you have a classic rock band.
Boston.
No.
Zeppelin.
Zeppelin.
Okay.
Then you have Eagles and Billy Joel, and then you have some weird-looking guy that wasn't so weird-looking at one time. Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Said him
and
earlier.
Then you have a psychedelic band.
Recent or old?
Pink Floyd.
Classic rock. Pink Floyd. Yeah. Then you have Elton John, and then you have... she was on South Park numerous times.
I can't believe that
mostly
Rolling
a Halloween.
Stones was 66 and a half.
She was the...
Barbara Streisand? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. At number 10? Fuck.
Tied with Barbara Streisand.
Barry Manilow.
These guys did the soundtrack for a Stephen King movie.
Oh. Soundtrack for a Stephen King movie?
Mm-hmm. Maximum Overdrive.
Oh, AC/DC. See, I knew they were in there.
Yep.
So I had named AC/DC and the Eagles, but I said Mariah Carey. I know she's got to be in the top 20.
Pink Floyd. She is. We're going to keep going. We got a country guy next.
Hank Williams.
Nope. Been around with more hat than him. Been around longer.
Charlie Daniels.
Nope.
Willie Nelson.
Nope.
Waylon Jennings.
Nope.
Oh, Johnny longer.
Cash.
Johnny Cash. This guy is old.
Hank Williams
George
Sr.
Strait.
Oh, George. Oh, George Strait.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, but he's gay.
Yeah.
Then you had Aerosmith and the Stones tied, and then after that you got some guy that people work for.
I thought you said Rolling Stones was tied at 66 and a half.
No, like, yeah, 66 and a half million of units.
Oh, I thought you meant number 66. No. I was like, no fucking way.
And then you got the guy who everybody works for, the boss.
Okay.
Oh,
Bruce.
Yep, and he's tied with Madonna.
Happy birthday to Lil Steven today, guitarist for The Boss and actor from Sopranos.
Nice. And then you got Mariah Carey there, who's 1.5 million over this metal band.
Metallica.
Yep.
I almost wanted to say Slayer.
And then Metallica sold 5 million more than this recently departed drug chick.
Amy Winehouse.
Whitney Houston.
Oh.
Who has sold 1.5 million more than this band, who has had 3 singers.
Black Sabbath.
Nope.
Oh.
One singer only did one album with them.
Iron Maiden.
Nope.
Anthrax.
Two singers had a feud, but eventually I think they toured together at some point.
Pink Floyd? No, he already said Pink Floyd.
Van Malen.
Oh.
Van Malen. Oh, man.
Was I right on all those? Did they tour Sammy and Dave together at one point?
No,
did they?
No, they hate each other.
All right, and then they sold 5 million more than U2.
Yeah.
But U2 has sold more than Kenny Rogers.
Wow.
Wow, so that's a top 20, huh?
Sure. Then you got some, you know, in your top 30, you got Journey, Guns N' Roses, Bob Cigar.
Close.
Clapton, but McIntyre, no cigar. Prince. And right below Prince is Tupac. Tupac has sold more albums than Chicago, Simon Garfunkel, Rod Stewart, Foreigner.
It's because Tupac is
Bob Dylan.
He's an urban legend.
Oh, my God.
Def Leppard's also on this list.
Get it?
Def Leppard tied with Willie Nelson.
All right.
And Eminem. And those are all three above Queen.
I saw Eminem on Saturday Night Live last week.
Crazy.
And his DJ looked like might have been Rick Rubin. Or Santa Claus. Or the dude from ZZ Top. I can't remember.
Rubin Claus.
And he had one of those little old school record players that opens up like a suitcase, like he used to have as a kid. And he actually put it on and played The Stroke by Billy Squier, nice. Which is the song that they wiki in the new Eminem song. And nice. But unlike the original, they just started the song and let it play for a while. So he's just playing The Stroke by Billy Squier on Saturday Night Live.
Stroke.
Everybody, have you heard? And then he's all, and then Eminem comes out, and it was weird. I don't know if I like him.
You guys want to play a little game of who sold more records? All right.
I thought we already established that.
All right, but these are lower down on the list.
Oh, okay.
How about The Doors or Pearl Jam? Who sold more records?
I would hope The Doors, but I bet Pearl Jam did. I would say Pearl Jam. What do you say? Who sold more records, Pearl Jam or The Doors?
In America.
The Doors.
You are right. Well, The Doors by 1 million.
Oh, man. I said I would hope that, but I thought Pearl Jam would have outsold them with the amount of releases that they've had. And
no.
They got that new album that's got a pretty punk sounding song on it.
How about Jay-Z or Ozzy Osbourne?
Jay-Z or Ozzy? Jay-Z or Ozzy?
Ozzy.
I'll just go opposite. Cause
all right. Jay-Z by 250,000.
All right.
Wow.
Because he's fucking Beyonce.
All right. Linda Ronstadt.
Stat.
Linda Ronstadt.
Stant.
Stant.
Or John Denver.
Oh, Linda.
Oh, Linda. Fuck Linda. I say John.
John is 33 and Linda is 30.
All right.
Wow.
How about...
fuck Linda.
How about Lynyrd Skynyrd or NSYNC?
NSYNC.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Ty.
Whoa. Justin Bieber or the Spice Girls?
Well, I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to say neither one of them.
How about...
Justin neither.
CCR or Steve Miller?
B-O-C.
CCR.
Steve Miller.
Correct with the CCR. All right. Nirvana or Kenny Chesney?
Oh, God.
Chesney.
Nirvana.
Chesney by 500,000. 25 to 25 and a half.
Okay,
Faith Hill has also
surpassed.
We're not
keeping score.
Nirvana. Nirvana also tied with Rush.
Wow.
Creed.
That's an achievement right there.
ZZ yeah. Top and Luther Vandross.
You say my band came out in 89 and we sold more records than Rush already.
And since 70, what, two?
Well, yep. Yeah. Well, the first album came out in 74.
76.
74.
Oh, 74.
The Rush album.
Rush.
These three Rush. Bands have sold more records than the Cars. Green Day, Motley Crue, Vince Gill.
Vince Neil and Vince
More than the Cars?
Yep.
But how many more cars have been sold than those albums?
A lot.
Kid Rock has sold more albums than Lionel Richie.
Ooh. I need a drink.
That's terrible.
Bad taste in my mouth.
Yep. The Police have sold as many albums as the Beach Boys.
Wow.
And Usher.
Oh, wow.
You made it okay for a second and then you fucking blew it. Well, did you know that Dark Side of the Moon stayed on the top 200 Billboard charts for 741 weeks?
Dude, that's a fucking awesome record.
14 years it was on the Billboard top 200.
Which one?
Dark Side of the Moon.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
On the Billboard top 200 for 14 consecutive years.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
See you on Dark Side of the Moon.
And I will see you on the dark side.
There is no dark side. It's all dark.
What? It's all Invader's hands?
You guys don't listen to the end of the record?
Once the candle burns out, there's no light. It's dark.
Jimi Hendrix has sold as many albums as this other band from Seattle.
Alice in Chains.
Heart. The Beastie Boys have sold as many albums as the Doobie Brothers.
Wow.
And REO Speedwagon.
Ooh, I kind of like REO Speedwagon.
Johnny Cash.
I've got a friend who loves REO Speedwagon.
Johnny Cash
is his fucking favorite band of all time.
Many albums as Genesis and Nickelback.
Oh, wow. God. Well, Nickelback hasn't really been around that
they
long.
They sold 50 million records, though.
Meatloaf has sold as many albums as The Who and Nelly.
Oh, God.
Really? You're killing me, Smalls. Why do you keep bringing those
fucking
homos
Kiss has
in?
Sold as many records as Linkin Park, Mary J. Blige,
I'm tired of this game. Shut up! Shut up!
Stevie Wonder has sold as many records as Hank Williams Jr.
Thank you.
Jackson Brown and Taylor
Swift. Oh, wait. Gatch! Gatch!
That was a fun game.
Shut up! Thank you.
Today it's time for birthdays. We already mentioned it. The Boss's guitarist who actually works for the Boss, little Steven Van Zandt.
Mm-hmm.
No relation to the Van Zandts from Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Nope. But he was a bandana brother.
He was a bandana brother. Except for when he was in Sopranos. They wouldn't wear his bandana in Soprano.
Is he related to the movie Van Zandt?
I don't know. Gus?
Yeah.
I don't believe so.
Was that guy related to the Skynyrds?
I doubt it.
You're telling me Van Zandt is as common of his name as Jesus?
Pretty much.
Van Zandt. Also, Jamie Lee Curtis' birthday today.
Oh, yeah.
62.
Activia.
62.
She's 55.
What? Wow. And she's already on the Activia? Come on.
Nice.
I could have swore that was the lady from Walking Dead.
You think she's in diapers now?
No.
I don't know, but here's a weird story.
Because loose bowels, if you take a lot of other things in there, she did in all those movies, right?
Loose bowels warrants laughter. Just the phrase, loose bowels.
I remember that.
Hi, my name's Lucy.
It's
Lucy Bowels. Now coming to the stage, ladies, get your dollar bills ready. Coming to the stage next is Lucy Bowles.
Watch her shit on a pile of toast without getting anything on the floor.
She works the pole.
That would be a trick if a chick could shit on a piece of toast without getting anything on the floor.
Oh, I'm sure they're out there. Oh yeah.
If you can think it, they've done it. Anyway, I was talking about this weird story about Jamie Lee Curtis. There's a gym in Brownsville, a fitness center, the Brownsville Fitness Connection, BFC.
Uh-huh.
Headed up by Max. What's her last name? It's a lady named Max. She Under? Recently claims to have found out, because she never knew who her father was, that Tony Curtis is her dad.
What?
That's
dun,
what I,
dun, dun.
Yeah, I know. And she says that she has legal documentation. And this was a few years ago, but I'm just thinking of it now because of Jamie Lee Curtis. And if you look at her and look at Jamie Lee Curtis, they kind of have some resemblances. The fact that they have short gray hair and they're tall and kind of slender.
And they both buy all the Activia in town.
Oh, man, they're very active. Well, see, Jamie Lee Curtis eats Activia, and this lady does lots of activities because she's she owns a gym. She does lots of exercising. Mm-hmm. But no, Jamie Lee's 55, and also actor, had been in a lot of movies that I've enjoyed, Mark Ruffalo. Do you know Mark Ruffalo?
He sounds familiar. He's in a show I was watching not so long ago,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah, he turns up in all these shows that I've seen. That's the only reason.
Mark
like I said,
Ruffalo.
Lots of people have birthdays today. I just pick a few that I of people that have done stuff that I enjoy. So Mark Ruffalo, you don't
I
mind
think
know.
He was in that Monk episode I was watching the other
he
day.
He probably was. He looks kind of like Monk. And that other guy, Brad Davis or whatever, said... Also, a couple local birthdays today. Leanne Joshua, who puts on all the bleeping funny shows, and she's also an award-winning author and a teacher at the college down there. She teaches comedy and some other stuff. I don't know how you teach comedy, but teach you how to be a comedian. Also, 30-pound test bass player and singer Blake Hansel, birthday today. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I still don't have a copy of your new CD, goddammit. Where's mine? I'll give you $1 or $10.
He was in that movie Zodiac.
Yes, he was.
That movie.
With Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. That movie was so overhyped, man.
I didn't like it.
That movie Flames was telling me about earlier that I forgot about, but now it's overhyped because he said it, man, to me.
Oh, The Conjuring?
Oh, great.
So good you remember the name.
Yep.
Now it's not going to be living up to
yeah,
his fucking expectations.
It's going to be way over.
I hope this really fucks you up, too, because I've had at least 4 people tell me, oh, my God, you've got to watch The Conjuring. It was so scary.
Yeah,
it's scary. I haven't been scared of a movie. Same thing Flame said.
That's what
of a
people
forever.
Said it's about nuts. Cabin in the Woods, and I watched it, and it was a total letdown.
Blair Witch Project.
No, dude.
I wouldn't have been scared of Blair Witch Project unless I was watching it in the woods.
No.
Weird because that's where I watched it.
What?
It was a special premiere screening in the Blair Witch Woods.
Now, that would have been scary.
I'm making that. I just lied.
I just lied to
everybody.
Or
if you watched it at the drive-in, would that have been scary?
I went to the walk-in with my daughter.
No.
I tried to live it, feel it with her.
I've seen a lot of scary movies, and I tell you what, man, that one just fucking made my skin crawl.
Oh, great. Spoil it. Thanks.
Man!
Man!
I'm already marking it down another half a star.
Oh, dude, you keep marking it down, and when you shit your pants, then you come back.
Now you're going to shit my pants.
Okay, we're shitting ourselves here. I'm going home.
Now I have to shit my pants to even consider this movie a 2-star.
Oh, no.
Because if I don't shit my pants, it's going to be like, what is everybody else telling me I'm going to shit my pants for?
He said I was going to shit my pants, and I didn't, so that's like a
sex. Yeah, what are you talking
about? Boy, I'm going to be super scared on this one. Sometimes I talk in my sleep. Oh, fucking flames. What a dick. Told me that movie was scary. I didn't even shit my pants.
That guy was the Hulk in Avengers.
Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to Ruffalo any feathers, but I didn't know he was in that many good movies.
Yeah.
I know he's Hans's favorite actor.
I didn't see the Avengers.
Oh, you bitch.
He was in that movie We Don't Live Here Anymore, which doesn't seem like much of a premise.
What's a movie I've heard of?
What's a movie I've heard of?
He was in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Goon.
Yep. Mind.
Goon.
Hans, do you like Mark Ruffalo? Do you?
Does Hans like Car 54, Where Are You?
I've seen him talk into his shoe and pretend it's a phone. But it was a sandal, so that was weird. Hans wears sandals with socks sometimes. It's a little known fact about Hans. And he almost got kicked out of the band for that one time. In the summertime for wearing socks.
In the summertime when Mungo Jerry. So Hans, that's what I'm guessing Hans is listening to.
Wow. No, but you were super close. It wasn't Mungo Jerry, but it was Mississippi Fred McDowell.
Mississippi Fred McDowell!
That's so close to Mungo Jerry, I can't
believe
it.
You know what I mean.
The album's called You Gotta Move, which is dedicated to his wife.
Was that a...
Hope you're not listening to this, Dina, because I know Hans loves it, and, well, you gotta move. That's what Mississippi Fred McDowell says. He's from up there in McDowell Creek, I think. Fred. Old Fred McDowell. Crick. As I heard somebody talking, is it a creek or is it a crick? Or does it matter how rural?
It's a creek.
Depends.
But if you get back up in the hill there yonder with Border, they might call it a crick. Crick.
If it's Jack, it's Jack Crick.
Jack Crick. Jack Crick. What about Courtney Crick?
Or maybe sometimes you're up Shit Crick.
Up Shit Creek without a paddle.
No, Shit Crick.
Shit Creek.
It rhymes.
I'm up Sheet Creek.
Shit Creek.
That's how people from overseas
say it. Shite
I am up Sheet Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm Shite Crike. Mm-hmm. I'm up Shite Crike. I'm up Shite Crike. Crike. Ah, oh, crikey. Okay, so I don't know who this Mississippi Fred McDowell dude is. But
Fred McDowell!
You know what I mean. So, Hans, you can make fun of us all you want, but we don't listen to that shit. We don't order throat singing videos, okay? Or listen to Blondie on a Monday, all right? So, you better just step up your game a little bit and put on some...
What's wrong with Blondie?
Well, she has... gonorrhea. One of her boobs is larger than the other. You want me to go on? What's wrong with Blondie? She tried love and it was a gas.
It's kind of needy because she's always saying Paul's a stalker.
She fucking calls me all the time. Call me. Call me. Call me.
A liar.
Call me anytime. And she was in Spun. That was weird. The movie Spun.
Ooh.
Was she Spun?
She's got two first names and one's a guy's. So that's
Blonde
weird.
And D.
Deborah
Harry.
Blonde and D. Hi, my name is Blonde.
My last name is
that's
E.
That's kind of a name.
Blonde. I wouldn't doubt it. We just came up with another one. It was, God, I won't be able to remember it now. You said it backwards. I'll have to listen back to the episode on Monday. It was a.
Nalb.
You mixed up two words. Or two names, and you said the first name last, or the first letter. You spoonerized it, is what you did.
Oh.
And it was hilarious. It was like, oh, it was Jamas Tefferson.
Oh, yeah, Jamas Tefferson.
So Jamas, I think, might be a new name. J-H-O-M-A-S.
Jamas, yeah.
Jamas.
Yeah.
I want to name my saint John.
John, what was it?
Jonathan Jamas, Thomas Tefferson.
Jamas.
Tefferson.
Jamas Blonde.
Jamas Blonde Tefferson. Feel free to use these names for your children after they come out. Get them full sleeve tattoos because it costs way less on a baby. And they get shots anyway, so.
I got a thing here that tells us how to say shit, crick.
In Australian?
No, it'll just say it in Canadian. You got any volume?
Adrian Bacon Farrell, could you please tell us how to say Upsheet Creek? Sheet poop. Oh, say it again.
Sheet poop.
Sheet poop?
No, whoops, it says shit cruck.
Shit cruck.
That guy I was talking about that opened the show in Medford, he had a funny song called Sheet Creek. Sheet Cra.
Sheet Cra. Sheet Cra. Sheet Cra.
He had a song called I Want to Stick My Pee Pee Where Your Poo Poo Ends.
Oh, yeah.
Shit Creek.
Sheet Creek.
Shit Creek.
Shit Creek.
Shit Creek.
Shit Creek. That sounds pretty cut and dried to me. No pun intended.
Yo, old shit creek's dried up. Been dried up for a
he
long
cut
time.
One off and shit dried it up. Shit creek cocksucker.
Shit creek cunt fucker.
Cunt fucker? You know, voice to text. Text to voice.
If you said that in Australia, though, it'd sound like this.
Shit creek cunt fucker.
Shit creek cunt fucker. I'm from Wolf Creek cunt fucker. What part of Australia are you from? Shit Creek Cuntfucker.
Shit Creek Cuntfucker.
Who's where's that?
Shit Creek Cuntfucker.
Sounds like she farted in there.
Oh. That was a queef.
Shit Queef Cuntfucker. He's a shit queef cuntfucker.
Shit Queef Cuntfucker.
That was fun. Holy shit. Almost forgot to say, I was listening to some Led Zeppelin. They're the 12th top seller ever.
Four.
Nope. You can guess. Can you guess what Led Zeppelin I was listening to? It wasn't Led Zeppelin 4.
No, that was the number they are on the list.
Oh. Guessing Led Zeppelin 4? No.
No. They did sell that probably more than that album more than anything because
I was
of Stairway to Heaven.
To one of my least favorite.
Physical Graffiti.
No.
What?
Grizzical?
Oh,
I was listening to Okoda.
Yeah.
Oh, I do own that one. That was a posthumous John Bonham release. Let's see. It was In Through the Outdoor, which ironically.
That's a good one.
It's all right. It has a.
What's that mean?
In the evening.
And, yeah.
That means butt fucking.
That's what I thought.
And that album came in a paper sack cover with a stamp on it, and they had six different album covers. There were six or more people in this bar scene, and the different album covers were all from the point of view of a different person in the bar.
Oh.
Yeah. And I almost wanted to collect them, but I never did. I just have the one.
I wonder if my mom did that.
Probably. Because you never knew what you were going to get because they came in a brown paper sack looking sheath. So you couldn't collect them by saying, I want this one. You'd buy it in a brown paper bag thing. And then once you open it, then you can see, oh, man, I got the same one twice.
Yep.
It's like trying to collect baseball cards. You can't peruse
through
this.
Something out of a cereal box.
Exactly. So, In Through the Outdoor, it also has that... dun, 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 dun. Turn, 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 turn. Fool in the Rain?
Yeah.
Rain.
And that's one that's got Hot Dog, too.
And their other...
Hot Dog, the, living in a movie! No,
that's right. That's
that
Ragdoll.
No.
It also has All of My Love,
yeah,
which is a big radio hit you hear quite a bit. But yeah, listening to some...
Olive Oil Love?
I like Physical
Olive
Graffiti.
Olive Oil Love?
I like...
Get over here, let me...
Like Nobody's Fault But Mine.
Ooh, that's off of Presents.
Oh, Presents.
Christmas album. Yeah. The only Led Zeppelin Christmas album is called Presents.
I thought that was off of Physical Graffiti. Or How's... No, yeah, Physical Graffiti. I recently
think so.
Had
that
How's
has Trampled
cold.
Underfoot and Bronyar Stomp and...
Yeah.
God, a lot of good ones, but I don't think Nobody's Fault But Mine. I think that's off Presents. Christmas present.
Did you say blonde your stomp?
Braun.
Oh.
B-R-O-N.
Yeah. Oh, there you go, Mr.
Blonde.
Information.
Mr. Blonde.
Jamis Blonde.
Jamis Blonde.
All right, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Pizza Now. That was some tasty stuff. I've got some food in my teeth that I can't get out, and I found out recently why butter knives are rounded.
So you can eat them?
No, it's to prevent people from picking their teeth at the dinner table.
Oh, wow.
Or stabbing your neighbor.
Why are the steak knives pointed?
So they can cut the steak.
Yeah.
Duh.
And you cut the steak before you get to the table?
Yeah, but that's the only time you get stuff in your teeth is when you're eating steak.
Yeah, and then you can grab a toothpick on the way out.
Yeah, grab a toothpick, stick it up your ass.
Ouch.
You know what that feels like?
No, but I can imagine it would freaking hurt.
Would you rather that or up the urethra?
A quick game of would you rather.
Neither.
Okay, would you rather stick a ball of steel wool in your nostril or drink 4 fluid ounces of urine?
I'd rather stick the steel wool up my nose.
Gross, dude. You're weird.
How big?
Okay.
Feet in diameter?
Yeah, it was an SOS pet, actually.
I'd do it. I'd
all
make
up
it
in
fit.
Your nose? All
I'd make it fit. I wouldn't drink piss, but yeah. I'd
of my own
down.
Piss?
Come on, it's 96% water.
Of my own piss?
It could be your own piss if you prefer. Right.
No,
can
thank
I,
you.
Can I chill it?
Would you rather...
On the rocks?
Perform oral sex on Rosie O'Donnell or...
A...
Oh, God. Oh, God. Who's B?
Or, no, it's the different act for B. Or would you rather, wait, what was the first one? Perform oral sex on Rosie O'Donnell or have Tia Carrera fuck you with a strap on?
Tia Carrera fuck me with a strap on.
What? Ew!
What?
Ah, that's gross. Kevin Christen.
Dude, you'd probably still catch something.
Oh, man.
Well, Rosie O'Donnell would be punching you in the face and stuff while you're trying to do it because she wants a woman. Would you rather have sex with Oprah Winfrey or Kathy Bates?
Oprah Winfrey, because she's got more money.
You don't get no money. You just get a fucker.
That's all right. She'd get.
Well, good. I'm glad to see that you're not racist.
Would you?
That was a racial test.
Would you rather fuck Oprah or chew gum?
Chew gum.
All right, because if you're fucking her, she's not going to let you chew gum.
Yeah, she don't allow that shit.
Yep, not even in her studio.
Alone when you're in her vagina.
Yeah, that's probably where it came from. She probably lost a piece in there trying to chew it with her vagina teeth.
Oh, goodness.
There was a South Park all about Oprah Winfrey's vagina.
Wow. Dr. Chew Gum. I'm going to send that to him and they'll fucking write it.
Pop Rocks. Would you rather lick Pop Rocks out of Ellen DeGeneres' butthole or make love with Dr. Phil watching you?
You are the first one.
Both.
He wants to lick Pop Rocks out of Ellen's butt.
I would like to do that while Dr. Phil watches, though.
What we've established today is that Flames would like to eat Pop-Tarts out of Ellen's butt.
Mm-hmm.
He would like to have oral sex with Rosie O'Donnell.
No.
And he wants... he wants Tia Carrera to fuck him up the ass with a strap on.
Hell yeah, man. better than sticking my face down there, man.
Wayne's World. No. Wayne's World. Part-time. Excellent. All right, so that brings to a close our episode of Would You Rather. It was a segment, not an episode, but we should probably wrap up this episode, too. Hey, go to our website, tagcastpodcast.com, and click on the Amazon link and go Christmas shopping with all that extra money that you have. Come on, it'll get shipped to your door. You won't have to drive, and you can. They got good deals. You can get a strap-on for like $4.50.
You can. They do sell those there.
Yeah.
And you can also buy chocolate starfish.
Fleshlights are on sale right now.
You can, dude. You can buy a chocolate starfish on Amazon. You don't believe me?
You can buy
it. It's on a stick, too.
On a stick?
Yep, it's a chocolate starfish on a stick and comes in a cellophane wrap.
You shove the stick up there and you cut around it?
Yep.
No, you just eat it, dude. It's made out of chocolate. Oh. A starfish made out of chocolate.
Oh. Yeah, don't be afraid.
Yeah, you can also buy a yodeling pickle there.
Yodeling
pickle. Yep. You ever seen that, the yodeling pickle?
No.
It's like a pickle that yodels.
I've seen an annoying orange.
Yep.
Got its own TV show now. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know. I've seen that.
From YouTube so annoying. To TV. There's other fruits on there that are just fucking annoying, too.
They're all annoying.
All right, so yeah, thanks for being here, Flames, buddy.
Yeah.
You're a regular Friday guest now.
And, yeah, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, what happened to that guy?
What, who?
That little kid. You stuck
I
him
just
in the
came
corner.
Back.
You've been gone for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to go vomit.
Stick around for plugs. Butt plugs.
What kind of plugs?
Tia Carrera strap-on plugs. With the double horns from Flames. And we'll see you on Monday. Hey, Metal. Would you rather have sex with a 90-year-old woman? Or
a 91-year-old woman?
Tom Green. Tom Green, I hate old people.
Later.
I'm plugging it up. Hey, you guys, what's going on? I've got a bunch of shows. The list is getting shorter, it seems like, but whatever. Don't forget, the second Friday of every month at Cornucopia Burgers and Bars and Burgers, whatever it is, I don't know. It's on 5th and Pearl in Eugene. It's Pantsless Comedy, hosted by Mike McGowan. That's the second Friday of every month. He brings down a couple of comics from Portland, usually every month. Sometimes I'll be there. Every Tuesday, you can go to an open mic in Salem at the Capital City Theater. They're trying to get that off the ground, so I'm trying to help them with that. Every Wednesday at the Tiny Tavern. Every Thursday at the Green Room. Those are both in Eugene. Open mics for you to go hone your skills on the mic. Coming up at the end of the month, on the 30th, it's Comedy as Advertised at the Granary with Seth Milstein. And that's a later show. Earlier that evening is Bleepin' Funny. I'll be there at Sam Bond's Garage. It starts at 6:30. It's a free show. It's 21 and over, though. So don't bring the kids, please. let's see. I didn't hear about this, so this will only be on here once. The Meat Puppets are playing at the Wow Hall. And it's November 19th.
Wow.
I know. Oh, Wow Hall. November 24th, Monster Magnet at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. The 26th, it's Morbid Angel at the Hawthorne Theater. December 3rd, we got Suicidal Tendencies at the Wonder Ballroom, playing with a few bands that I'd never heard of, but I'm sure they're probably all right. But it'd be nice to see Suicidal after all these years. Also on the 3rd up in Portland, the Tuesday night, it's the new night for Down and Dirty at the Ash Street Saloon, and this will be a taped event. Jim Willig from the Big and Loud podcast will be headlining, and that's going to be a fun show. December 7th, Vermach with Toe Tag will be performing some Accused songs along with some of their own songs. Spawn will be there, World of Lies, and Roadkill Carnivore. That's at Slabtown in Portland. You don't really want to miss that show, I don't think. That's the day after the big comedy extravaganza, the Grand Slam comedy show at the Denny's Lounge in Albany, right off of I-5 at 3435 Spicer Drive. Going to have Seth Milstein, Mike McGowan, Mac Chase, myself, and probably a couple guests. Dustin will be hosting the show with his 700-word diatribe or something to that effect. January 17th, DRI at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland with World of Lies and a couple other bands. And January 31st at the 34st. Is that a number?
Yes.
The 34st. Of January at Roseland. It's Zappa Plays Zappa. I'll bet they'll play the song that you're hearing in the background right now, Black Napkins. That's Dweezil and a bunch of former Zappa alumni.
I think they should shorten the name to Blapkins.
Blapkins. Blorpkins. And here's one that you may have heard of or not, but I'll be plugging this till it happens. February 7th, the return of Victims of Internal Decay to Portland. First time in Portland in 18 years. Can you guys believe it? 18.
Dude, what?
I know. 18 years is a long-ass time. Our last show was 4 years ago, and then before that was 11 years.
4 years? Where was that at?
Bogies in 2009 with Yob.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember our reunion show? Did you miss that?
No, I was there.
I thought you were there. Well, anyway, Tonic Lounge is the place. That's on Sandy in Portland, and it's going to be Spawn, World of Lies, Victims of Internal Decay, Truculence, and Warcrank with a K. So I guess that's not the drug. It's probably something you turn with a big handle, and it brings on the war. I don't know, but stay tuned for details on that show. It'll be a buy your tickets at the door thing, but
free live for every ticket purchased.
That's right. And give me a free shirt. Hey, go out and do some of those things, and then come back and listen to our podcast. That's the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. See you guys later.